pastor of Harrisburg congregation that the preacher of all preachers, he concludes his sermon in such a very searching way. He concludes his sermon, which he addresses to his disciples, but also to the multitude that was gathered. He concludes that sermon by calling them to self-examination. And this is so important to him that he uses four different to be unsettled in that day to think that you will enter and not to enter. That's where Jesus began, as we said, a solemn assessment. Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. You can translate it this way. Christ is saying, not everyone that honors me with their lips will enter the kingdom of heaven. And he's obviously referring to people who take their religion rather seriously. He's talking about people who call him Lord. You know, repeat that. You know, teaches us that true saving faith will always produce godliness. True saving faith will always result in a holy life. True saving faith will always produce a life of genuine evangelical obedience. Those two belong inseparably together. That's why James boldly said, you say that you have thy name. Stop and think about this. Many, he says, many will say to me in that day. There will be many in that day who will be utterly surprised and utterly amazed that Christ denies them entrance into the kingdom of heaven. There will be many who were absolutely convinced that they were on their way to heaven. Who were absolutely convinced that they belonged to your mercy. And because of saying,